请我们看罗马书第八章。
Shall we turn to the book of Romans, chapter 8?
29和三十节。
Verses 29 and verses 29 and 30.
罗马第八章29和三十节。
Romans 8, verses 29 and 30.
因为神预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
预先所定下的人又召他们来，所召来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们的荣耀。
And whom he predestined, these he also called. And whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified.
请我们再看以弗所第四章。
And we'll turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
以弗所第四章第十三节。
Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 13.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的圣量。
Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
感谢主，他造就我们到他自己的面前。
We thank the Lord, He has gathered us to Himself.
这是我们第七次侍奉的聚会。
This is our seventh conference on service.
我们记得当我们的主受试探的时候。
You remember when our Lord was tempted?
他对那试探者这样说，
He spoke to the tempter,
当拜主你的神，并且单单的侍奉他。
You should worship and serve your God only.
我们知道敬拜乃是我们的生活。
We know worship is our life.
侍奉是我们的天职。
Service is our heavenly vocation.
神今天把我们放在这个地上。
The Lord God put us on this earth.
他就是要我们来敬拜他。
He wants us to be worshippers.
因为他是唯一配被敬拜的。
Because He alone is worthy of worship.
他把我们放在这个地上。
He put us on this earth.
给我们许许多多的恩典。
And He has given us much grace.
他要我们也在这个地上单单的。
And He wants us on this earth, we serve Him alone.
我们一同聚集在这里，原因是为着要知道怎样叫我们能侍奉得好。
We gather here for the purpose of learning how we should serve well before the Lord.
但是我们要好好的侍奉神，就有一些先决的条件。
If we are to serve the Lord properly, there are certain prerequisites.
其中之一就是树林生命的成长。
One of the main prerequisites is that we must be grow up spiritually, mature spiritually.
如果我们在树林的生量上不长大的话，
If we are not growing mature spiritually,
我们不但没有心思分，我们也没有力来侍奉。
We not only have no heart to serve, but we also we have no strength to serve.
所以主若愿意的话，在每一个早晨，我们要一同在主的面前来看树林的成熟。
if the Lord willing, every morning we will consider together this matter of spiritual maturity.
我们一起有五次这样的句子。
Together we have five sessions.
今天早晨我们盼望一同在主面前看属灵的成长乃是神的旨意。
This morning we would like to consider together this matter that spiritual maturity is God's will for all of us.
如果主愿意的话，第二次我们要讲到儿子的名分。
The second session, then we'll share on this matter of the adoption of son.
三次。第三次，我们盼望一同来看，受肉体的信徒有什么。
Then the third message we will share on what are some of the manifestations of fleshly Christian believers.
第四次我们要看属灵的信徒有什么特征，并且我们怎样来追求属灵的成长。
The third session will share on some of the features of those who are mature spiritual and how we can seek to grow in the Lord.
最后一次我们盼望一同来看。 怎样能达到满有基督长成的圣量？And
then last message will dwell on how can we arrive at the full measure and stature of the Son of God.
今天早晨我们要一同来看属灵的成长乃是神的旨意。This
morning we have to consider that this matter of spiritual maturity is God's will.
我们知道神是一切。
We know God is the origin of everything.
起初神,
In the beginning, God.
不但在这个物质的世界,
Not only in this physical creation, God was the originator.
尤其在树林的世界里面,
Even in the spiritual world, He is the origin of everything.
所以当我们在这里谈到属灵成长的时候,
So we consider this matter of spiritual maturity,
我们必须要从神那里来开始,
We have to begin from God's standpoint.
我们必须要看见说这样的追求乃是神的旨意。
This seeking to be mature is indeed God's will.
因为如果我们寻求属灵的成长, 而不在神的旨意里的话,
If we seek to be mature spiritually but not within the will of God,
或者说也不是为着神的旨意,
It's not for His will, for His purpose,
乃是为着我们自己的话,
It is for ourselves,
我们就要看见伊甸园那个悲剧就要重复在我们的身上。
We'll see the sad consequence of Eden will come about in our lives.
我们知道当初神把人放在伊甸园的里面,
When God put man in the Garden of Eden,
人好像是一个婴孩一样,
Man was just like a child,
他是浑浑噩噩的,
And he was very lively,
他像一个小孩子一样,
He is just like a child,
他什么事情都得到神那里来问,
And he has to go to God and ask and inquire for everything,
因为他还没有长成,
Because he has not grown up yet.
虽然亚当被造的时候, 按照身体来讲, 他一造就是一个成人,
According to creation, when Adam was created, he was a grown up person.
但是按着那个属灵的方面来看, 他那个时候,
But spiritually, he was just a child.
神的旨意是要他所造的人能长成。
God's will is that we should grow up.
这是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
但是呢, 神的旨意有神的道路。
But God's will has God's way.
神要人成长，乃是在生命里面成长的。The
way God wants us to grow is the way of life.
所以他把所造的人就放在一棵生命树的面前。
And therefore, He put man in front of the tree of life.
神的心愿是要他长大。
God's purpose is for him to grow.
但是长大的唯一的路乃是在神的生命的里面。
But the way to grow, to mature, is through by God's love.
但是当时人受了迷惑。
But man was deceived.
他不是在这个生命的里面来寻求长大。
He did not seek to grow through the way of life.
他受了欺骗，以为说在知识善恶树的果子里面他可以成长。
But he was deceived. He thought he would grow by relying on the fruit of the tree of good and knowledge of good and evil.
换一句话说
，Another words，
人在那个时候他要成长，但是是为着他自己。
At that moment, man wants to grow, but he wants to grow up in his own way.
他要他自己能长大起来。
He wants to develop himself.
在神的之外来长大起来。
He wants to grow and develop himself outside the will of God.
在生命之外来长大。
Outside of the life of God, he wants to grow.
他要在知识里面来长大。
He wants to grow in knowledge.
也可以说他是寻求魂的成长，而不是灵的成长。
So we can put that he would seek to grow solely, but not to grow spiritually.
因着他在生命之外也寻求成长。
Because he seek outside the way of life to grow.
在神的旨意之外，为着自己来寻求成长。
Outside of the will of God to seek growth in himself.
结果我们看见。他不但不能被磨成神儿子的形象
，Not only he cannot be formed into the image of Son，
反而他失去了神创造他的形象。
And he loses, he loses the image of God but intended for him.
他落在魔鬼撒旦的手里。
And he fell into the hand of Satan.
不但神的旨意不能完成
，Not only God's purpose can be fulfilled，
神不能得到荣耀
，God cannot get His glory，
人也不能达到神为他所定规的旨意
，And God man cannot arrive at the purpose which God has purpose。
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
我们追求树立成长是一件事
，When we seek to be mature spiritual is one thing，
但是我们。这样的追求究竟是根据什么动机
？But when we seek to mature, what is our motive?
我们是不是为了看见这是神的旨意
？Do we see that this is indeed God's will?
所以我们来追求成长。
Therefore, we seek to grow.
或者我们是为了自己得到荣耀，我们来追求成长。
Or for our own glory, we seek to grow ourselves.
如果成长留给我们自己来决定的话
，If this matter grow is for us to determine，
我想可能有两个不同的结果。
And I believe there will be two consequences。
一个结果就是有的人他实在追求能长大的。
It's true, indeed, some may grow and some may mature.
他盼望能做一个树林的伟人。
He wants to be a spiritual hero.
他有野心，有雄心，有大志。
He has ambition. He thinks great things for himself.
他都是为着自己来着想。
But the motive is all for himself.
结果我们看见他就落在魔鬼的诡计的里面。
And if that's the case, he will fall into the devices of the enemy.
还有一个可能性
，Another consequence。
有的人认为说，我们做婴孩是非常舒服的。
Some people think to be a child is a very comfortable life.
因为我们也不必负什么责任。
Because we don't have to assume much responsibility.
我们可以一直在那里接受别人的抚养。
And we just sit there receive the supply from the other people.
如果长大的话，就要有许多的责任加在身上。
If we grow, then we have to take many responsibilities upon ourselves.
那倒不如甘心的永远做小孩子。
So it's better that we remain like a child.
我们看见这样的人也是不少。
And we see a lot of people are like that.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
当我们谈到这个成长的时候
when we consider this matter of maturity,
我们必须要回到神的面前
we have to go before God.
我们的动机啊，必须要求主来鉴察我们。
We need to allow the Lord to examine our motive.
我们要问我们自己这句话：为什么我要追求树林的成长
？We have to ask ourselves this question: Why do I want to grow or mature spiritually?
我这样的寻求是为着自己呢，是为着神？
My seeking to mature, is it for myself or is it for God?
我这样的寻求是在神的道路里面呢，还是在神的道路之外来寻求
？My way of seeking to grow, is it in accordance to God's way or on my own way?
所以我个人感觉，虽然好像这是一个不必须讲的话。
I believe even though this is something as though we don't need to talk about it.
当然，我们属灵的成长是应当看见是神的旨意。
Of course, when we grow spiritually, we ought to know that this is indeed God's will.
是神要我们成长的。
This is God's wish, His will that we should grow.
叫他的旨意得以完成。
For His purpose to be realized.
叫他得着荣耀。
For Him to be glorified.
这一个乃是成长的一个根基。
This is the foundation for spiritual growth.
我们不能在这里追求属灵的成长而以自己为出发点。
We cannot seek spiritual growth from self point of view.
我们也不能以自己为那个最终的目的。
We cannot make ourselves as a goal for our spiritual maturity.
所以今天早晨我们愿意从神的话语的里面
So today we will seek through God's word.
来看看树林的成长怎样是神的旨意。
How we can discover together that to grow, to mature spiritually is indeed God's will.
因为我们唯一的心愿就是要遵行神的旨意。
Because we have one wish, that is to do His will.
我们是要从圣经的榜样来看。
We can look through the examples we find in the Bible.
然后我们从圣经的真理方面来看。
And we look throughthrough the truth that we discover in the Bible.
榜样我们就要用四福音和使徒行传。
So we'll use the four gospels as our example.
真理我们就要用书信。
Then from the truth we'll go to epistles.
所以今天早晨我们要把全本的新约我们要来复一遍。
So this morning we'd like to cover the entire New Testament.
但是你们放心不会叫你们不能吃中饭。
Please be at ease, you will not miss your lunch.
四福音是给我们看见我们主耶稣他的生平。
The four gospels show us how the Lord lived his life.
我们的主耶稣永远是我们的榜样。
The Lord Jesus forever is our example.
他是神心目中的那个人。
He is the man after God's own heart.
道成肉身住在人的中间。
His word became true, word became flesh and dwell among men.
充充满满有恩典有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
当我们的主来到世界的时候
When the Lord came to this earth,
他与亚当来到这个世界完全不同。
The way he came,was totally different from that of Adam.
因为当亚当被造的时候他在生量方面是已经长成了。
Physically speaking, when Adam was created, he was already a grown up man.
所以实在说来他不是那个典型的人。
Strictly speaking, he was not the typical man.
我们的主耶稣他才是一个典型的人。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, He was or He is our typical man.
虽然他是神的儿子
even though He was God's son,
但是他来到地上做人的时候他是从一个婴孩开始。
So when He came to be a man, He began His life as a baby.
所以以赛亚第九章第六节告诉我们说有一个婴孩为我们而生有一个儿子赐给我们。
So in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 we have that verse which says For a child will be born to us and a son will be given to us.
这位儿子是给我们的。
This son is given to us.
但是当他给我们的时候，他是身为一个婴孩。
But before he was given to us, he was born as a child.
他从一个婴孩慢慢地长大起来。
From a child, gradually he grew.
在路加福音第二章第四十节告诉我们。
And in Luke chapter 2, verse 14.
告诉我们说，这个孩子他这个渐渐地长大。
This child continued to grow and he became strong.
他的这个变得很强壮。
He became strong.
并且充满了智慧。
And he was increasing in wisdom.
神的恩典也在他的身上。
And the grace of God was upon him.
这是主耶稣做婴孩的时候的光景。
This is the way.When he was just a child.
当他到了十二岁的时候
And when he was 12,
他的父母把他带到耶路撒冷圣殿的里面
And his parents brought him to Jerusalem to the temple.
那个大概就在那个时候他就成为所谓律法之子
At that time he became the son of the law.
因为在犹太这个教的规矩里面你到了十二岁现在十三岁的时候他要经过一种的礼祭
And in a Jewish tradition when the child about that age they had to go through a ceremony.
他就成为一个律法之子
And he became a son of the law.
就在那个时候
At that time,
好像我们的主他特别在他的里面有一个很深的感觉
As though the Lord Jesus in his heart he had a very strong desire
他知道他应当与父的事为念
And he knew in his heart that he came to be about his father's business
他知道天父的事情乃是他的天职
He knows that the father's businessIndeed, also is what his business.
所以我们记得他怎样留在圣殿里面。
So you remember how he remained in the temple.
直等到他地上的父母把他找到。
Until his earthly parents they found him.
但是虽然他感觉他应当以父的事为念。
Even though he knew he should be about his father's business.
但是他是顺服他地上的父母回到。
And in both obedience to his earthly parents, he went home with them.
圣经也告诉我们说，他继续地在那里长大。
And the scripture tells he continued to grow.
在这个路加第二章五十三节告诉我们说，他的智慧和生量，神和人喜悦他的心都一起增长。
And in Luke 2, verse 53, he says, Jesus kept growing in wisdom and stature and the favor of God in a man.
我们知道你做小婴孩的时候他生长了这个最明显的是他的身体。
The most evidence of growth is when we grow in stature.
虽然他的智慧也长大一点。
Even though he grows in wisdom.
神的恩典也在他的身上。
And the grace of God was upon him.
但是最明显的那个长大乃是一个这个圣灵。
The most visible part of his growth was his growth in stature.
但是到了第二段这个长大的时候。
But at the second period of his growth.
圣经告诉我们说他的智慧与圣灵。
And the scripture says he grew in wisdom and in stature.
神和人喜悦他的心都一同地上增长。
And the favor with God and was in favor with God and man.
在那里看见他的智慧好像特别显明的增长。
As though the wisdom was so evident in part, as part of his growth.
他的生量也在那里长。
He also grew in stature.
神和人喜悦他的心都一同的生长。
And he was in favor of God and a man.
所以我们看见我们的主在世界上，他的灵、他的魂、他的身体三方面都很平均的在那里长大。
So when the Lord Jesus on earth, he grew in a very balanced way, spirit, soul, and body.
到了他三十岁的时候
，at the age of 30,
他的时间就到了。
When time came,
我们就看见他就出来。 来做神要他做的工作。
And he started his public ministry to do the work that is entrusted to him.
他来完成神差遣他来这个救赎的工作。
And he came to fulfill his mission of redemption.
所以弟兄姊妹，就着我们主耶稣基督他所留下的那个脚踪。
As for the example the Lord Jesus has left with us,
给我们看见说，我们神的旨意是要我们
We discover how God's will is for us to grow.
他不要我们一直留在那个婴孩的阶段里面。
He never intended us for us to remain as a child.
他要我们经过那个阶段。
He allows us to go through that phase.
但是要我们长大成人。
But he wants to grow and to be mature.
好叫我们能起来来侍奉神的。
So that we can rise up and serve God's will.
同时我们也看见主耶稣。
And we now see the Lord's disciples.
当我们的主开始传道的时候
，When the Lord began to preach,
就有一些的人他信了我们的主。
And there was a small group that believed in him.
他们信了我们的主耶稣。
They believed in the Lord Jesus.
但是你在这里看见，他们不但是信他
，They not only believed in him.
今天主也呼召他们来跟从他。
But the Lord also called them to follow him.
不但我们因着信他而重生得救了。
We not only believe, now we are born again.
并且我们在蒙恩得救之后，神要我们做主的门徒。
After we are saved, we found grace. He wants us to be His disciples.
做主的门徒就是跟从他。
To be disciples to Christ is to follow Him.
就是来学他。
To learn Him.
就是把自己放在他的手里面。
We put ourselves in His hands.
让他来训练我们。
For Him to age to train us.
叫我们真正有属灵的成长。
So that we may grow spiritually.
所以我们看见那十二个使徒被主呼召。
So the 12 were called by the Lord.
他们与主召集相处。
And they grew up with the Lord.
他们在那里一直看主他怎样的生命。
And they watched their master.
主这样的讲话
How he spoke to them.
主这样的做事
How he worked.
主这样的祷告
How he prayed.
他们一直与主在一起来学
They were always there to learn from him.
虽然他们这十二个人就着生命来说都已经成人了。
From the physical point of view, all these 12 are already full grown.
但是就着属灵的生命来讲，他们还是婴孩。
But as far as spiritual is concerned, all these 12 are just like babies.
我们看见，当他们在跟从主那些年间。
So in the years they were following the Lord.
他们中间常常彼此有相争的。
And also they had quarrels among them.
谁是最大的？
And who's the greatest?
充分表现他们这个肉体。
And they manifest their flesh.
他们也常常受主的指责。
And oftentimes they were instructed by the Lord.
被主来改正他们。
And the Lord instructed them, adjusted them, corrected them.
你知道当初在世界上的时候，跟从主的人开始很多很多。
And you know, in the beginning, many followed the Lord.
但是有许多的人跟从到一个时期，他们就退去了。
But many of them followed to a point, then they deserted the Lord.
他们觉得主的话太难了。
They feel the Lord's word was too hard for them.
他们不能接受主的训练。
They cannot accept the Lord's instruction.
但是感谢赞美主。
But thank God.
彼得在那里说主啊，你永生之道。
And Peter said, Lord, you have the word eternal life.
你是神的圣主。
You are the Holy One of God.
你有神的话。
You have the word of God.
你叫我们到哪里去？
Where can we go?
我们要永远跟随你。
We want to follow you.
虽然彼得在使徒中间受罪苦是最多的。
And of course, the Lord dealt strongly, severely with Peter.
但是他一直在那里跟到底。
But he held fast, he followed the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
But thank God.
在这些人的身上，主继续不断地在那里工作。
And in this few lives, the Lord continually with His work.
叫他们有属灵的长大。
So that they may grow spiritually.
他们看见主耶稣到各个他去。
They saw Him went to Calvary.
他们也看见我们的主从死里复活。
And they also witnessed our Lord resurrected from the dead.
主吹气在他们的手口。
And the Lord breathed into them. Now breathe into them.
说你们接受圣灵。
Receive the Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters, they are not only born with the Holy Spirit, they on the day of his resurrection, they also received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. But they
圣洁的那一天，他们被圣灵所充满。
Until the day of Pentecost, and then they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后我们看见这些的人就出去在那里侍奉。
And they went out and served the Lord.
在短短的那个30年的中间。
In those 30 years.
我们看见福音已经传到地极，就是到了罗马。
And the gospel indeed spread to the ends of the earth, that was Rome.
所以我们看见在 这些使徒们的身上，门徒们的身上，我们明显看见他们在那里长大。
So in the lives of the disciples, we see how they grow, how they mature spiritually.
因着有这样属灵的成长，他们才能起来负神要他们做的工作。
Because they will mature, they will grow up spiritually, therefore they can assume the spiritual responsibility that's entrusted to them.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不但从主的身上，也从门徒的身上，我们看见神的旨意是要我们成长。So
from the life of the Lord Jesus and from his disciples, we see it was indeed God's will that we should grow up spiritually.
因为只有这样，我们才能好好的侍奉他。
It's through this that we can serve him properly.
我们为什么要追求属灵的成长？
Why do we want to seek to grow spiritually?
目的是能好好的、担当的来侍奉神。
One reason is so that we can serve him acceptably to him.
现在我们要从 这个书信的里面来看这个成长的真理。Now
we want to come to the epistles to see the truth for growth.
我们已经读了罗马第8章。We
have read Romans 8,
第29和30节,
verses 29 and verse 30.
我们知道罗马这本书乃是给我们看见神的救恩。Book
of Romans, we see God's redemption. God's salvation.
神的救恩呢，不是一个道理，乃是一个人。
God's salvation is not a true a teaching, but is a person.
神的救恩呢，乃是他的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督。
God's salvation is God's Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
他不但是我们的救主，他也是我们的救恩。
He is not only our Savior, but He is our salvation.
所以我们在罗马书里看见说，主耶稣怎样来拯救我们。So
in Romans, we see how He came to save us.
怎样他的宝血洗净我们一切的罪。How
His blood cleanses us from all sin.
我们的罪虽像朱红，也因着他的血要洗得比血更白。
Even though our sin is crimson, He will wash them as white as snow.
圣经告诉我们说，他预先所知道的。Those
people knew.
他就称他们，他就呼召他们。He
called.
他所呼召的人就称他们为义。Those
who He called, He justified.
他称为义的人，就他叫他们得着荣耀。Those
who He justified, He will glorify.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见救恩的目的。
So for instance, we see here the goal, the purpose of salvation.
不是光光叫我们罪能得到赦免就完了。
It's not just our sins are forgiven.
不但成义,
not even justified.
他要成圣,
but sanctified.
能在生活的上面能胜过罪的权势。
So that we can overcome death, overcome sin, overcome the power of sin.
我们能在世界上能做一个分别为圣的人。
So that on this earth we can live a sanctified life.
不但是这样，并且他的目的要我们得到荣耀。
But His purpose, the end purpose, is so that we may be glorified.
这里告诉我们说，他预先所知道的人。
Those people knew.
感谢赞美神。
在创世之前, before the creation,
神在基督里面，他已经预先知道了我们。
In Christ Jesus, He already knew us.
虽然 我们那个时候还没有存在。
Even though at that time we were not exist yet.
但是神已经看见了。
But God saw us.
他在基督里面，他已经拣选了。
In Christ Jesus, He already chose us.
他不但拣选了我们。
He now has chosen us.
并且他已经预定了我们。
But He already predestined us.
预定我们什么呢？
Why was He predestined us?
光预定我们得救吗？
Is that just we'll be saved?
不是。
No.
他是预定我们要被磨成他儿子的形象。
He predestined us so that he can conform us to the image of his son.
多少的时候我们认为说如果能得救那是何等的恩典。
So often we think that just to be saved indeed that was a great grace.
不错，就对我们来说一个罪人能蒙恩得救这是了不得的事。
Of course from our point of view to be saved by grace indeed that is a great thing.
这是人不能做的事。
This is what you and I cannot do.
只有神他能做这样荣耀的事。
Only God can do such a glorious work.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
就做神来说
from God's point,
如果光救我们脱离死亡和罪孽这个不过这个太小的
事。He saved us from sin, that to him is a very small thing.
我们的神是那样荣耀的一位神。
Our God is indeed a glorious God.
所以他要把我们救到荣耀的里面。
So he wants to save us and bring us into his glory.
什么是荣耀呢？
What is glory?
就是要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
Glory is so that we'll be conformed to the image of his son.
叫他的儿子在众弟兄中做长子。
So that his son will be the first among many brethren.
什么叫做长子呢？
What is to be the first?
长子不但是最先生的。
First is not the one who was first born.
那这个不过是一个普通的解释。
That is the ordinary explanation.
长子在圣经里头还有一个特别的解释。
But the firstborn has a deeper meaning in the scripture.
那个意思就是说他是优先的，并且他是主宰的。
He is the first.
Priority.
His priority and sovereignty.
他是优先的。
His priority.
并且他是主宰
and his sovereignty.
那就是说神把他的儿子啊独生的儿子
God put his son
拆到这个世界上
了 He sent him into this world
因着他为我们成功的救法
Because of the finished work of the Lord Jesus
他叫他这个独生的儿子能成为长子
So that heThis only begotten son, he becomes the firstborn.
有许多其他的弟兄。
And among many brethren.
你知道，这里所说的是弟兄，不是许多的孩子。
The word here is brethren, not many children.
要他在许多的弟兄中做长子。
He is to be the firstborn among many brethren.
那么意思就是说，长子是怎样的？这些种子都要像他一样。
In other words, what the firstborn is like, and so are all the other brethren.
他不但把这个儿子的生命赐给了我们。
He not only give us the life of his son.
他也要叫他这个儿子的性格、性情要组织在我们里面。
Also, the nature and the character of his son should be incorporated into us.
好叫我们在凡事上能像这个长子一样。
So that in every way we will be like his only son, the firstborn.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我们在这里就看见说，神的旨意是不是要我们光光得救？留做婴孩就完了。
So we see God's purpose is not just to save us and have us remain as child.
他要我们做他的种子。
He wants us to be his son.
要他的儿子在弟兄中做长子。
He wants his son to be the firstborn among many brethren.
这个就是荣耀。
This is glory.
所以这一个我们看见树林的成长实在是神的旨意。
So we see to grow to mature is indeed God's will.
请我们再看哥林多前书第三章。
And let's now turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第三章第一节。
Verse 1.
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作是肉体的，在基督里为婴孩的。
And I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual man, but as to men of flesh, as to babes in Christ.
我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们，那是你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。
I give you milk to drink, not solid food, for you were not yet able to receive it. Indeed, even now you are not yet able.
保罗在这里对哥林多人说，
Paul spoke to the Corinthians.
我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，乃是把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。
I could not speak to you as spiritual man because you were man of flesh, you were babes in Christ.
这个是使徒保罗他当时传福音到哥林多去。
This referred to when Paul spoke, preached the gospel to the Corinthians.
他在他们中间有一年六个月之久。
And Paul spent a year and 6 months among them.
当他在那里与他们在一起的时候。
So when Paul was with them,
他说你们在那个时候啊都是这个婴孩。
And Paul said, at that moment, you are all babes.
所以我就用奶来喂你们。
Then I give you milk to drink.
因为你们不能消化。自己来消化那个干粮。
Because you cannot take solid food.
所以保罗用这个奶，就是保罗经过保罗消化的来供应他。
And so Paul given milk. Milk means what Paul has digested. That portion he imparted to them.
这一个是当然的一个光景。
This is a condition for that time.
但是现在已经过了好多年了。
But now a period has passed.
现在你们还是做婴孩。
But now you still remain like child.
你们还是要用奶来喂你们。
We still have to have milk to give to you.
你们还是属肉体。
And you still fleshly.
这一个是大大一个改的事。
This you ought not to be.
因为照着这个时间来讲。
According to time.
经过了几年
After several years,
你们就应当长大
you should have grown.
所以我们看见保罗他在同一的书信里面
And Paul in that same episode,
他说你们在恶事上要做小孩子
he said, And the things of evil you should be faith
但是在其他的事情上你们在心智上要做大人
But in other matters you should be grown up
当然到了十六章呢他结束的时候他说你们要刚强做大丈夫
And then in the chapter 60 he said you ought to be strong
And be man
And be man
你们应当做人了
You ought to be men in Christ
你们不应当永远留在那个婴孩的阶下
You should not remain as a baby
所以我们又看见说神的旨意啊不要我们永远做婴孩。
So we see again it is God's will that we shall not remain as a child.
如果几年的功夫不长大已经是不正常了。
After several years, if there's no growth, that is not normal.
那么我们信主如果二十年三十年还不长大吧那个不正常我也不知道怎样形容它
If after 20, 30 years there's no growth I don't know how to describe that condition
所以我们在心智上要做大人
So in our discernment we should be grown up
我们要有一个心啊，就是我们愿意为着神的荣耀我们要做一个成人
So for the will of God we should desire to be men of God
那么当然哥林多后书刚刚是哥林多前书的那个想法
Of course, the second Corinthians is quite contrast to what we find in first Corinthians.
因为哥林多后书是特别给我们看见保罗他在神面前的光景
And of course, second Corinthians, we find the life of Paul.
哥林多后书第十二章
second Corinthians chapter 12.
第二
verse 2
我认得一个在基督里的人
I know of a man in Christ
保罗在这里告诉我们说他认识一个在基督里的人
Paul said I knew of a man in Christ
这个人他被提到三层天堂去
And this man was called up to third heaven
他也被提到乐园里面
He was called up into the paradise
他说为着这个人我可以夸他
He said, This man, in this man, I'll boast.
一个在基督里的人。
A man in Christ.
我们知道在哥林多前书第一章第三十节里。
We know it in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30.
告诉我们说你们的在基督里是等于神。
It's by God you are put in Christ Jesus.
神又叫他成为你们的智慧。
And God made him to be a wisdom.
公义、圣洁、救赎。
Righteousness, sanctification, and righteousness.
Redemption. 所以一面来说。
So on, from one point of view,
当我们信主的时候。
When we believe in Lord Jesus,
神就把我们放在基督的地方。
God puts us in Christ Jesus.
所以按照我们的地位来说我们已经在基督里了。
Positionally speaking, we are already in Christ Jesus.
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
虽然我们是在基督的里面
even though we are in Christ,
但是许多的时候我们没有活在基督的里面。
But oftentimes we do not live in Christ Jesus.
所以保罗在这里说我认识一个在基督里的人。
So Paul said, I know a man in Christ.
他所认识的这个在基督里的人不光在地位上在基督里。
So this man that Paul knew in Christ is not just a matter of position.
乃是在生活的里面是活在基督里。
But in his life, in his living, he lives in Christ.
这个活在基督里的人是一个长大成人的人。
The man who lives in Christ is a mature, grown-up man.
许多的时候，我们虽然在基督里面
，oftentimes, many often we are, even though we are in Christ,
但是我们没有活在基督里面。
But we do not live in Christ.
因此，我们看见我们不能长大。
So therefore, we are not able to grow.
所以在这里也给我们看见神的旨意，要我们做一个在基督里的人。
So here we also see again, it's God's will that we should grow spiritually.
这个在基督里的人，他有启示。
This man in Christ, he has revelation.
这个在基督里的人才是可夸的。
This man in Christ.Or is to be boasted.
我们再来看加拉太书。
And now we now turn to Galatians.
加拉太第三章。
Galatians 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
无知的加拉太人啊，耶稣基督钉十字架，已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？
You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you before whose eye Jesus was properly portrayed as crucified?
我只要问你们这一件事，你们受了圣灵，是因行律法呢，是因信福音呢？你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身来成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？
This is the only thing I want to find out from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh?
第四章第十九节。
Chapter 4 verse 19.
我晓得了，我为你们再受圣餐之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
My children with whom I'm again labor until Christ be formed in you.
我们知道这些在加勒太的信徒
We know the believers in Galatia.
他们当保罗传福音到那个地方去的时候
So when Paul preached the gospel to them,
他们就接受了我们的主耶稣
They believe the Lord Jesus.
圣灵带他们入了门了
The Holy Spirit brought them in.
但是很可惜
Unfortunately,
虽然他们有一个追求成长的心
Even though they have a heart to seek to grow
但是呢他们这个路没错
But the way was wrong
他们以为说入门是要靠圣灵
They thought to enter we need the spirit
但是现在要来成全要靠他们自己的肉体来受律法
But to be perfected they had to keep the law
他们就受了这个迷惑
They were deceived
因着这个迷惑，这些加拉太的信徒
because of deceit, these believers in Galatia,
虽然他们有心要成长的
even though they have a desire to be mature,
但是结果不但不能长大，留在婴孩的里面。
Not only that, but they cannot grow, they remain as child.
也可以说，这些人都成了浪子。
They became prodigals.
而他们从恩典里面就落出去了。
They slipped out of the grace.
所以保罗就告诉他们说。
So Paul told them.
他说，小子们啊，我要为你们再受生产。
And he said, my children, whom I'm again labor.Until Christ before me.
让基督能成形在你们里面。
Labor so that Christ may be formed in you.
不错，你们曾接受了基督的生命。
Yes, you have received His life.
但是你们没有成形。
But His life is not formed in you.
基督没有在你们里面显出他的形象的。
Because the image of the Lord cannot be seen in you.
因为你们的路是走错的。
Because you have departed from the right way.
你们没有走在这个生命。
You departed from the way of life.
所以保罗说，我要再为你们受生产子。
And Paul said, now I'm again labor for you.
弟兄姊妹
，God and sisters,
多少的时候我们也是一样。
Oftentimes we are just like that.
不错，我们也许有心要追求。
Yes, we have heart to seek to grow.
但是我们没有靠着圣灵来成全。
But we fail.To allow the Spirit to perfect us.
我们也要靠我们的肉体。
We want to rely on the flesh.
我们以为能遵守律法。
We thought we can keep the law.
结果从恩典里头就脆弱了。
And we fall from the grace.
所以要看见神的心意是要我们让基督成形在我们里面。
So we see here God's will that His Son be formed in us.
我们看见
Galatians allow us to see.
保罗在加拉太书里头，第一他说，神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们的心里。
Galatians show us that Paul show us that it was God's delight to reveal His Son in you.
不但神把他的儿子启示在我心里了。
Not only He delights to reveal His Son in me.
到第二章二十七说，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And in chapter 2 he said, I already crucified with Him.
现在活着的不再是我。
Now I live is not I.
那是基督活在我的里面。
It is Christ who lives in me.
到了第十四章第四章十九节说，基督成形在我里面。
And in chapter 4:60 he said.Christ formed in us.
弟兄姊妹
，For sisters,
神有没有把基督启示在你的里面
？Has God revealed His Son in your heart?
感谢主，他有。
Thank God He has.
但是你有没有与基督同钉十字架
？Are you crucified with Him?
在经历上面
，In experience,
你能不能说现在活着的不再是我
？In experience, can you say?The life I now live is not I.
是基督活在我的里面。
It is Christ who lives in me.
如果你让基督天天活在你的里面。
You allow Christ to live daily in you.
那么基督就要成形在你的身上。
Then His life, He will form in you.
那就是说人在你身上要看见基督。
Then man will see Christ.
这一个是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
我们再看以弗所书。
Now let's turn to the book Ephesians.
以弗所第一章
chapter 1 Ephesians chapter 1
第五节
verse 5
又因爱我们就按着自己的旨意所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分
In love he predestined us to the adoption of sons through Jesus Christ to himself
这里给我们看见说，神那个永远的旨意是什么
？Here we see God's eternal purpose.
以弗所书是给我们看见神那永远的旨意。
In Ephesians we see God's eternal purpose.
在神永远的旨意里面，他是预定我们要在他儿子里面得着儿子的名分。
In God's eternal purpose, He predestined us to the adoption of sons.Through Christ Jesus.
叫他荣耀的恩典能得到称赞。
So that to the praise of His name, grace.
这个实在都是他的恩典。
This is all grace.
是他的荣耀的恩典。
This is the glory of His grace.
我们没有什么可以夸口的。
There's nothing we can boast.
这个是叫他得到赞美。
This is for unto His praise.
所以就说我们每一个弟兄姊妹来讲。
So from Us as believers, brothers and sisters.
神预定你是什么的?
What does God predestine you unto?
神预定你要得到儿子的名分。
He predestined you to the adoption of son.
要把你放在儿子的地位上。
He puts you at a place as a sonship son.
这一个是神的心意。
That's God's desire. God's
那么到了第四章的里面。
And it comes to chapter 4.
我们也已经念过了。
We read that verse already.
23节。
Verse 13.
这是指说团体来讲。
This has to do with the corporate.
在团体上叫我们。 在认识神的儿子和真道上能同归于。
This is the corporate way we have attained to the unity of faith and to the knowledge of God's Son.
满有基督长成的圣量。
Full of the measure of Christ which belongs to the fullness.
这个长成的圣量乃是整个的教会进入的。
This mature man, this measure of stature, this is Christ, belong to Christ. To the church.
所以我们在这里看见说, 这一个是神永远的旨意。
So here we see God's eternal purpose.
为着神永远的旨意, 你不能轻看长子的名分。
For God's purpose, we shall not take this matter of sonship lightly.
你不能像以扫一样, 因为贪爱世界上一点点的东西, 而失去了那长子的名分。
We shall not be like Esau, because we grieve for something that's earthly, we lose our birthright.
我们要倾慕，要尊重这个长子的儿子的名分。
We must value, treasure this birthright.
为着神的旨意, 我们要渴慕教会能达到满有基督长成的身体。
For God's will, God's will, we must long for the body, the church to grow to mature.
因为只有当教会满有基督长成身量的时候,
it's when the church is mature for the measure.
要尊重这个长子的儿子的名字。
We must value, treasure this birthright.
为着神的旨意, 我们要渴慕教会能达到满有基督长成的身体。
For God's will, God's will, we must long for the body, the church to grow to mature.
因为只有当教会满有基督长成身量的时候,
it's when the church is mature for the measure and stature of Christ.
新郎基督才能来迎接他的心。
Then the bridegroom will come to receive the bride.
所以你看这个关键是多少的重要。
So this connection is very, very important.
我们看腓立比书。
Let's come to the book of Philippians.
腓立比第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10.
使我认识基督。
That I may know him.
晓得他复活的大能。 并且晓得与他一同受苦，效法他的死，可知我也这一同死里复活。
And the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain the resurrection from the dead.
腓立比书特别给我们看见他保罗他本身的这一个人。
In Philippians, we see Paul in his in himself.
我们在这里看见说他怎样因着在大马士路上被主遇见的缘故。
Because how he met the Lord on his way to Damascus.
在他一生中间起了一个极大的转变。
And because of that, there was a drastic revolutionary change that took place in his life.
他不再追求在律法中的义。
He is now seeking the righteousness that was through the law.
他在那里得着了因着信基督那个义。
And he now came to know the righteousness that come by faith in Christ Jesus.
因着这个缘故，他渴慕主。
Because this, he had a longing for the law.
他愿意撇弃万事，看作粪土。
He looked at everything as rubbish.
以认识基督耶稣为至宝。
And in order to gain him.
他不但在那里经历了因信称义那个恩典。
He not only experienced the grace that justified him.
他得着了基督救赎的工作。
But he also received the work of salvation in his life.
并且因着基督这样的拯救他，吸引他的心，要他来认识基督自己。恩典工作。
Not only Paul received the gift of the Lord's work,
他在那里刻录主自己,
but he is now seeking, longing for the Lord himself.
我要认识他,
in order to know him.
我要真正在经历里面来经历他自己,
and experience, come to know him in a very real way.
我要晓得他复活的大能,
to know the power of his resurrection.
不再是我,
it's not I but Christ.
因为说这个缘故,
and because I'm willing to suffer with him.
当然我们知道我们的主耶稣的受苦有两种,
we know the suffering of Jesus Christ has two aspects.
一种是说罪的受苦, 这一个没有人能与他有份,
the redemptive part of his suffering, no one can share with that.
这是他一个人在那里为我们
this redemptive suffer, he alone suffered for us.
但是人类的方面,
but on the other side,
他为着义受苦,
but suffer for righteousness' sake.
他为着神的旨意来受苦,
suffer for God's will.
这一个他要我们与他一同来受苦,
that this suffering, he wants us to suffer with him.
靠着他复活的大能,我们才能与他受苦。 受苦里面有份,
it's because his resurrection life that we can suffer, we are able to suffer with it.
效法他的死,
conform to his death.
他的死是像个模型一样,
his death is like a mold.
他的死是包裹, 一切的神外的东西都在那个死里面,
his death includes all that is not of God.
这是包罗万有的死,
it's everything.
我们今天要 教化他的事,换句话说,要教在这个母亲的里面。
So we must fit in into that mode.
叫基督暴露万有的事,也成为我们的事。
So when he died for everything that's not of God, we die in him.
但是死不是最终的目的。
But death is not the end.
那个,更大的复活。
Out resurrection, that out resurrection.
Yeah, 在英文里头是 out resurrection, 就是那个优先的复活.
That's the first resurrection.
我们盼望在那个优先的复活里头能有份.
So we desire that we have a share in that out resurrection.
这是保罗的心愿.
That was Paul's desire.
他实在在心智上做大人.
In his ambition, he wants to be a man in God.
所以巴不得我们也在这里看见说我们应当有这样的心.
So let's look that we also need to have this kind of desire.
哥罗西书,
Colossians.
哥罗西书第二章,
Colossians 2.
第九节第十节,
verse 9 and verse 10.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面你们在他里面也得了丰盛
For in him all the fullness of the deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you have been made complete.
我们再回头看第一章,
it is turned to chapter 1,
28-29.
Chapter 1:28.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝解个人教导个人要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前我也为此劳苦照着他在我里面运行的大能尽心竭力
And we proclaim him admonishing every man teaching every man with all wisdom that we may present every man complete in him For this purpose also I labor, striving according to the power which mightily works within me.
哥罗西告诉我们说,神本性一切的丰富,一切的丰盛,都有形有体地居住在基督里面。
Colossians tell us that the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in Christ.
这是事实。
This is a reality.
但是他底下又加上一句,
but it has another phrase attached to it.
你们在他的里面也得以成全。
In him you have been made complete.
凡是基督的丰盛都赐给了我们。
All the fullness of God has already given to us.
所以弟兄姊妹,神的旨意乃是丰盛。
So, brothers and sisters, God's will is fullness.
神的要求, 是我们要成全 perfect。
God's desire for us is perfection。
神要把这个丰盛呢，要赐给我们。
God desires fullness for us。
所以我们必须要达到那个完全的地步。
To arrive at fullness, we need to be perfect。
这个完全呢，不是无罪的完全。
This perfection is not a sinless perfection。
那是成熟的完全。
That has to do with maturity。
所以保罗说，我尽心尽力，就是要把每一个人在基督里把他带到这个完全。
And I strive to。Bring you complete in Christ Jesus.
这是所有的侍奉的目的。
This is the purpose, the aim of all ministry.
侍奉的目的就是要把人带到主里面去。
The purpose of ministry is to bring man to Christ.
叫他能经历基督一切的丰盛。
That they may experience all the fullness of Christ.
因为教会是基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满。
It's the fullness of him who fills all in all.
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
23, 24.
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely.And may your spirit, soul, and body be preserved completely without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, he also will bring it to pass.
这里告诉我们说，灵与魂与身体要完全成圣。
Here we are told spirit, soul, and body are to be preserved complete.
完全无可指责。
Complete blameless.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
不但我们的灵要成全
Not only our spirit need to be complete
我们的魂也需要蒙拯救
Our soul needs to be delivered
连我们的身体也要得蒙救赎
And then we need the redemption of the body
叫我们整个的人站在主的面前无可指责
So that the whole personcan stand before the God without blame.
这一个是神的心意。
This is God's will.
那谁能来成就这个心意呢？
Now who can accomplish this will of God?
他说那造你们的是信实。
He who calls you is faithful.
他必成就这事。
And he will bring it to pass.
许多的时候我们感觉说这些东西实在是太荣耀了。
And oftentimes we think these promises are all too glorious.
我们怎么能达到这个地步？
How can we arrive at such a glorious condition?
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
那造我们的是谁？
Who is he that calls us?
他是信实。
He's faithful.
他自己要来成就这件事情。
He himself will bring it to pass.
那么帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Second Thessalonians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第十一节
verse 11 and verse 12
这是保罗为帖撒罗尼迦教会的祷告
This was Paul's prayer to the saints in Thessalonica
因此我们常为你们祷告愿你们我们的神看你们配得过所蒙的召又用大能成就你们一切所炫目的善良和一切的信心所做的功夫叫我们主耶稣的名在你们身上得着荣耀你们也在他身上得着荣耀都照着我们的神并主耶稣基督的恩典
To this end also we pray for you always that our God may count you worthy of your calling and fulfill every desire for goodness and the work of faith with power in order that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him according to the grace of our God in the Lord Jesus Christ
这里保罗是为着帖撒罗尼迦的教会祷告。
Here Paul prayed for the Thessalonica church.
这一个教会，他们有爱心的劳苦。
They have the labor of love.
他们有信心的工作。
They have the work of faith.
他们有盼望的忍耐。
They have the hope. They have the patience of hope.
但是保罗劝勉他们，他们还是要往前去。
And Paul charges them that they have to move on.
叫他们配得过所蒙的召。
That they may be worthy of him who called them.
并且因着神的大能大力，叫他们一切所心默的那些的工作都能完成。
So that all the goodness and work of faith could be accomplished.
叫主在他们身上得着荣耀。
So that the Lord may be glorified in them.
他们在主的身上也得着荣耀。
And also they can be glorified in him.
弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
神的旨意是荣耀。
God's purpose is glory.
如果够不上那荣耀的，都够不上神的。
If we come short of that glory, we come short of God's purpose.
所以我们实在需要追求属灵的成长。
So therefore, we need to seek to grow spiritually.
提摩太前书。
1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第四章。
Timothy, 1 Timothy 4.
第八节。
Verse 8.
操练身体一处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有一处，应有今生和来世的应许。
For bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things.
这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
Since it holds promise for present, it also for life to come.
我们劳苦努力，真是为此。
Sorry. Okay. For it is for this we labor and strive because we have fixed our hope in living God.
在提摩太前书给我们说，我们要操练敬虔。
Timothy taught we need to exercise godliness.
操练身体呀，有一处。
Body exercise has a little profit.
但是这个一处啊，比较少。
But has profit, but the profit is very little.
操练敬虔，那个益处就更大。
But godliness, that profit is great.
敬虔就是操练要向神。
That godliness expects is to Godward.
照着圣灵在我们里面的那个要求，我们来配合。
According to the requirement, the work of the Holy Spirit, we cooperate with the work of the Holy Spirit within us.
我们在那里操练要像神。
We exercise to be like God.
不但有今生，还有来世的应许。
The promise not just for this life, but also for the life to come.
提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
这里给我们看见保罗他到了他路的尽头的时候。
So we here we see Paul now is at the close of his life.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第八节。
Verse 8.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所守的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那时要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给非爱慕他显现的人。
I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. In the future, there lays up for me a crown of righteousness, which the righteous judge will award me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
在保罗写腓立比书的时候，他还是说我不敢说我已经达到了。
When Paul wrote the Philippians, he said, I have not attained.
我说忘记背后，努力面前。
I forget all that's behind, I press on.
向着标杆直跑。
To all the goal.
但是当他写提摩太后书行道之前。
But when it comes to 2 Timothy before his martyrdom,
神给他里面有一个把握。
God has given him an inward assurance.
经过神的恩典，他说那美好的仗啊，我已经打过了。
Because of grace, he said, I fought the good fight.
我当中的路也跑尽了。
I have finished the course.
道，所行的道也守住了。
And I have kept the faith.
现在有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And now they have a righteous crown awaiting for me.
不但为我，也为一切爱慕主显现。
Not just for me, but for all those who love His appearance.
所以巴不得我们都能做一个爱慕主显现人。
So Paul says we need to be those who long for the appearing of the Lord.
那么提多书了。
Titus.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第十一节、十二节和十三节。
Verses 11, 12, and 13.
我们只能把它读一下了，时间太短。
We'll just read it because we don't have much time.
因为神就众人的恩典已经显明出来了，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义、敬虔、度日，等候所盼望的福，被等候至大的神，我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desire, and to live sensibly, righteously, godly in this present age, looking for the blessed hope of the appearing of the glory of the great God and Savior Christ Jesus.
Philemon,
Philemon,
verse
20.
兄弟啊，望你是我在主里应你的快乐，并望你是我的心在基督里的畅快。
Yes, brethren, let me benefit from you and the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ.
保罗好像在这里代表主一样。
As though Paul was representing the Lord.
巴不得我们能叫我们的主得过喜乐，叫主的心能得过畅快。
So that we can give him delight and we can refresh him.
希伯来第六章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1.
所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
Therefore, leaving the elementary teaching about Christ, let us press on to maturity.
雅各书
James
二章
James chapter 2.
第二十节
James chapter 2 verse 20、22
可见信心是与他的行为并行，而且信心因着行为才得成全。
You see that faith was working with his work, and as a result of the work, faith was perfected.
那么到了彼得前书是给我们看见魂的得救。
And when it comes to Peter, there's the redemption of the salvation of the soul.
彼得后书给我们看见我们要分外的殷勤，有了信心要大方得行，叫我们丰丰富富进到神的国。
And of, second Peter, how we need to be diligent and seeking knowledge and go on and go on with the Lord.
约翰一书里面给我们看见我们从小孩要到少年，到少年进到父老。
And John's epistle, how we need to grow from a young, a babe to a young man and to a father.
在犹大书里面我们要在自身的道上来造就自己。
And then come to Jude, how we are to build up,in the faith.
在圣灵里祷告。
And pray in the Holy Spirit.
保守我们常常在神的爱中。
And keep yourself in the love of God.
仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯直到永生。
Waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus to eternal life.
那到了启示录里面，我们看见新耶路撒冷。
And when it comes to Revelation, we see New Jerusalem.
神说成了。
God said it is finished.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So, brothers and sisters,
我们实在看见。
We indeed see
神的旨意是要我们成长。
God's will is for us to be mature.
我们能否因着这是神的心愿，我们要来满足他。
It's for His purpose, for His will. Are we willing to satisfy His heart?
这是追求属灵生长的唯一的原因。
This is one reason why we want to grow.To work spiritually.
我们记得祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的神，我们实在感谢赞美你，因为你爱我们，你在你儿子里面为我们所定规的旨意是何等的荣耀。一切都是恩典，一切都是怜悯。我们的神啊，我们只有敬拜你。 我们仰望你拯救我们，不让我们追求属灵的成长是为着我们自己，主啊，叫我们为着你的缘故，我们不能不追求，主啊，我们要你心满意足，奉主耶稣的名。